Greetings, then. Here we are, we have returned, even though we seemingly left the body for a little while, we are fully back, fully present. And now we begin the meditation with you. And so, friends, if not already, eyes closed, please. Allow yourselves to have an experience. Allow this to be the first of many gifts of this year. And as you close the doorway of 2023, see yourself standing at a brand new wall of light. And that light has a door handle on it. Use your imagination, whatever way that you perceive it to be. And now place your hand on that door handle. Open it and simply walk through it. You'll begin to sense a light at the top of your head, the top of your cranium, about 2 inches above the top of your head. See it bouncing. Use your will. Use your imagination. And the ball begins to bounce up and down, 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 up and down. It's a white light about the size of a pea. Feel it bouncing up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And then on the last down, it goes into the top of your head and begins to sink into your brain. Feel it sink into the top of your brain, and it begins to illuminate from the inside your entire brain, from left to right, to top to bottom. Now the light moves to your neck, illuminating yourself from your neck. That tiny white light that was once at the top of your head now filled up your brain, fills up your neck. And this once bouncing light's traveling now into the center of your chest, illuminating from the inside. Illuminating from the inside. Travels down to your belly button area, the middle of your body. Illuminating from within, illuminating from within. And now travels deeper into your trunk. The first, second chakra, you're illuminated. Now travels very quickly, the light splits into two, traveling down your legs. You are a light being now. You are a light being. Feel yourself as pure light, a little bit of form, but pure light. We're going to create today a place of safety, a place of beauty, a place that only you can be there. And so we want for you to imagine your favorite place in nature. Perhaps you've seen it before, perhaps you've visited it before, perhaps you've seen it in a movie, in a book, in a postcard, or perhaps you want to create it all in your imagination right now. Create a place of beauty, a place where the earth is blossoming in all of her richness. And now simply be there, project yourself there. Perhaps it's a flower garden. Perhaps it's a beach setting with the beautiful rocks that create a little dwelling where you can arrive. And so we want for you to create a place of safety, A place that will always nourish you and that you will return daily if you choose. A chase that always nurtures you. For you to go and feel loved and safe. No one can go there unless you bring them, unless you invite them. And so designate your place of safety. Put in everything that you enjoy, everything that you love. Use your imagination, use your senses of smelling, of sight. And here you are in your favorite place called your safe place. Here you are. And go ahead and find a place to sit now or recline. And know just how comfortable that you are. Notice the silence and how it is to be with yourself. How it is to be with yourself. And as you sit, as you recline, you close your eyes to go a little bit deeper in this meditation. And here you are embracing. You're on the third day of the first month in a brand new year. And what are some of the hopes and dreams that you have for yourself that are going to make it different than any other year that you've experienced so far? Bring in those energies. Feel what it is that you want to experience, create this year. Rather than think it, feel it. What kind of energy would the event hold that you want to experience? The energy of joy. The energy of freedom. What does that feel like in your body? Does it feel warm? Does it feel hot? Does it feel cold? What are some of the symptoms that it feels in your body to have what you want? Do more than seeing yourself achieve it, but to feel it. How would you be walking? How would you be carrying yourself? Get into that step by feeling it. Trust yourself. Your body is very intuitive. Trust what you are feeling. All right, very good. Now go ahead and think about, feel it, of what is it that you want to release? What is it that you have in your reality that you say, I have experienced all that I can from this. There is absolutely nothing else for me to learn from this kind of experience, and I am ready to release it. So go ahead and ponder that reality, the one that you want to release. And again, feel that in your body. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to release? Get a signature for it. Get a physical signature for it. And now simply walk out of it. Step out of that reality. Step out of what it is that you are releasing by simply stepping out of it. Move out of the energy field, in other words. And get a physical tone for that. You see, through your imagination, you can remember yourself as a light energy being, truly as who you are. You can develop signature feeling tones by what it is that you want to release by feeling it, stepping out of that, and then registering yourself as to what it is that you want to step into by developing feeling tones, a body signature. And so now we're going to invite you to call upon your future by invitation. Imagine, who are you? A very short-term future self in the next year. Let's imagine that it is the end of 2024. Who have you become? Let your imagination dream. Let yourself go through each and every month. How you've grown, how you've developed. Start with the interior. Don't see yourself doing it so much, but to feel it. And so we place in front of you a smorgasbord of feelings, like the keys of a piano. Which ones do you choose? Make a choice. Choose what it is. How will your year unfold? What are the experiences and the feelings that match those experiences? See the joy in your face. Feel yourself jumping up and down with joy, bringing in the body. See yourself getting the big win. Jumping up and down, let it into the system, let the body express. Manifest it in this way, where you feel it first and then reality follows. Your higher self is close by. Yes. A part of you. Finish with incarnations. The part of you that is light. The closest light. A part of God, Goddess, all that is. A part that's no longer physical. And yet a part that knows all about you. Imagine your higher self coming close. You feel a hand on your shoulder, but you do not turn back to look. It's a warm hand, and it illuminates your entire physicality with even more light. What does the vibration of unconditional love feel like to you? Use your imagination. What does it feel like to be unconditionally loved just for being you? You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to ask for it. You don't have to do anything or be anything different. Just yourself. Just right now. stretch yourself, challenge yourself, ask yourself, what does it feel like to be unconditionally loved? Let it come up in your tippy toes. Let it come up in your arms. Let love express itself. Don't try to understand it. Just feel it. And then we ask you to surrender to this love like you are in the arms. You're in the arms of love. Let go of any tensions, any way that you hold the body. Let yourself sink into this love. Notice how the patterns are that you hold the body. Do you have any rigidness in your ankles, in your knees, in your hip area? Sink into the arms of love. Go ahead, melt. Don't hold on to yourself. It takes enormous energy to keep holding on to it all, to hold on, sink, surrender. Let yourself be loved. This is the greatest gift you can allow for you. That's right. It's beautiful when you know that you are completely loved. Just you. Perfect you. Your higher self is going to whisper something in your ear. Don't look for it. Let it be. One, two, and three whispers in your ear. It's there. It's there. Believe it to be. It might represent itself later in a dream. It might represent itself in an intuitive hit or an idea that you get. But believe it to be true. Today, your higher self gave you a message, whispered something in your ear. And now feel gratitude in your body. Ask the body, show me how we feel gratitude. Let it be real, let it be natural. Don't force it, don't guess. Let it just come up. Be gentle with yourself. No demands at all. That's right. It's beautiful. It's beautiful when you surrender. You begin to see yourself entirely different, as someone that can receive messages, as someone that can surrender to love, and you begin to open up to the possibility that you are loved. And you say it to yourself, yes, I am. And as love wants to express, you make a commitment to yourself that just for this new year, I'm going to bring more love into my life because I know I'm loved. Just for this year, I won't go past that. Right now, I'm just going to focus on what's in front of me, a brand new year filled with hope, filled with possibility, filled with creativity, filled with movement. I'm going to let more love into my life because I know I'm loved. And therefore, I bring more love into the world at large. Just by being myself. Just because I know I'm loved. And that can be a daunting task. If you believe you're not loved. But today you've learned that you are, and just how easy it is to let it in, to become it, to be it, and to express it. We invite you to go into your world knowing that you are loved. And all you have to do is be yourself. Allow it to express naturally. Don't fix, don't repair, just be. In the light that you are. You see, when you know you're in love with it all. You're in love with life. That is the greatest healer of all. Hope. With desire. And love bring you to a state of consciousness you have not experienced. A new kind of human that is birthing right now. And you can lead the way, each and every one of you. We often hear, Syria family, what is my destiny? What am I here to do? You've learned it today. To be the highest light that you can and to express it. To let the light shine out of you as if it's oozing out of you. To be excited about it. To share it. We thank you very much for giving us this body of time, for being with us today. Truly. To share with you, to love with you, to imagine with you, is our constitution for being here. And so we are Syria family, and we are signing out on this day with so much love. We love you. We love you. And when you've had enough, we have even more. Good evening. Good day. Good night.